Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're listening to, joining in the program, Let's Face the Issues. It's an exciting time in the world in which we're living. Though we're seeing many things take place from the Christian standpoint that we're concerned about and vitally frightened over in some cases, but may I say that it is an exciting time, biblically speaking, when you look at eschatological truth, as you look at what the Scripture says as being the next thing on the calendar of God. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the coming Antichrist. I'm holding in my hand the press-proof copy of a 143-page book, seven chapters, 143 pages, entitled The Coming Antichrist. It is a book that I've had the privilege of doing the research and the preparation of. It's been about 5 years in the making and will be on the bookstore shelves the first week in February. We'll talk about the book a little later in the broadcast, but we're going to talk about the coming Antichrist, the coming Antichrist. But ladies and gentlemen, as we think about that, may I remind us that the only way that we can determine truth is from the Word of God. Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It reminded his disciples of that in John 8, 31 and 32. And then he said in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, there's not any other source that we can go to other than the Word of God. By the way, let me just give you a little heads up. Tomorrow, at this same time, we'll be discussing the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth, the millennial reign, as it's called, theologically speaking. There are a lot of folks that disavow, disagree, and reject the thought or the premise or the theological doctrine that Jesus Christ will rule and reign on this earth. And the Bible validates that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about that on the broadcast tomorrow. I pray that you will tune in and call others to join with you in listening in. And ladies and gentlemen, today, if you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, you can do so by calling 401-1413, 401-1413. Now, let's understand something first and foremost. In this brief broadcast time, it's an impossibility to cover the totality of the subject of the coming Antichrist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that it is real and relevant, and we must realize and recognize that there's a man alive someplace in the world today that Satan has been making ready, preparing, and giving the skills. Yes, I said Satan, because in Revelation 13, the Antichrist is empowered by, illumined by, controlled by Satan himself. And someplace in the world today, Satan is preparing, making ready, giving the skills for that one that will come forth immediately after the rapture of the church that's known as the Antichrist. Let me just set the stage just a little in relationship to the eschatological chronology as to what will take place. You see, immediately after the rapture of the church, which is imminent, it could happen at any moment, it is the sudden seizure of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are saved will be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. Immediately following that, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that is spoken of in the scripture that we'll read in a moment, will bring about a 7-year peace treaty with the nation of Israel. Then about 3.5 years later, he'll break that treaty and attempt to destroy, to crush, to annihilate little teeny small postage stamp called Israel. It is this Antichrist that will cause every human being to receive his mark, according to Revelation chapter 13. It's the identification mark, 666. If the individual refuses to accept the identification mark, the 666, he'll be put to death. And without the mark, according to Revelation 13, and we do not have time today to get into that, but we want to give you the set the stage and set the picture so that you'll understand where we're going as we take a few moments to critique some of this book, The Coming Antichrist. It's the Antichrist that God's Word calls the man of sin, the beast, the lawless one. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, that is a real fact. It's not a matter that you wonder if it's true or if there's some way that you can deny it and reject it. It's not going to change it. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, this man, the Antichrist, that will come on the scene, supernaturally empowered by Satan himself. Let me just give you a little page 64 in the book, The Coming Antichrist. I write these words. We're talking about the characteristics of the Antichrist. He will have the oratorical skills of John Kennedy. He will have the inspirational power of Winston Churchill. He will have the determination of a John Stalin, Joseph Stalin. He will have the vision of Karl Marx. He will have the respectability of Gandhi. He will have the military powers of Douglas MacArthur. He will have the charm of Will Rogers. He will have the genius of King Solomon. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming Antichrist. As we see it today, as we look at the world today, we're facing global upheavals around the world. As the scripture calls it in Matthew 24, we're facing wars and rumors of wars in most of the nations around us. We're watching today as Islam is on the move with global conquest. We're sitting back today as witnesses to the fact that Russia is on the move to dominate Europe. And in fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, yes, Russia will dominate Europe and will strive to dominate the world, as you stated Ezekiel 38 and 39. Iran is on the very verge, if not already having a nuclear weapon, on the verge of having the weapon, nuclear devices, and a delivery system capable of nuking Israel. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, much of Africa today is now controlled by Islamic terrorists. Israel is in a life or death struggle with the Islamic terrorists. China is on the move for more and more global control, and it seems as though Washington is deadlocked on doing anything. May I just do a little punctuation there and say it's because the loose likes lost liberals, the socialist communist leaning on the left, is trying to undermine and tear down and destroy everything that President Trump is trying to do. So therefore, what can we expect next? Just what is God doing? We are watching today as morality and ethics and spirituality and worship is at an all-time national low. May I remind us, I believe that God's preparing to remove his church, the bride of Christ. Soon and suddenly, there will be the rapture. There are no other signs to be fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen, before the rapture of the church takes place. And immediately following the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the lawless one, and these are terms, by the way, that time will not allow us to go to the scripture and read them. These are terms that are found in the scripture. He's called the man of sin. He's called the lawless one. He is called the beast that's coming up out of the earth. He is called the Antichrist. And may I remind us, every day we're coming one step closer to seeing the church raptured. The coming Antichrist will come forth having supernatural demonic authority and power. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the coming Antichrist. And he will be Satan's Superman. Just the name Antichrist garners foreboding images, frightening thoughts of what will happen. Have you ever pondered that? Have you ever had anybody from the pulpit preach to you verse by verse and chapter by chapter dealing with the coming Antichrist Now, this is not designed to be a frightening broadcast. It's designed so that we as believers, and if you're listening and you're saved, you need to understand what God is doing and what God has planned for the world, eschatologically speaking. That is talking about future events. This perhaps the most foreboding subject in all of the scripture is that of the Antichrist, and as some refer to also the mark of the beast, the 666. It's a being that is absolutely opposed. What does it mean, Antichrist? One that's absolutely opposed, against Jesus Christ. And may I remind us, throughout the centuries, many well-meaning theologians and biblical scholars and pastors and students of the Word have attempted to identify this coming Antichrist. It's amazing to me and fascinating to me the number of people that have written books on that, and they try to name a personage, and they try to name an individual. They try to take the characteristics of that individual and name them. And some of those were convinced that Nero was the Antichrist. Later, some believed it was Mussolini when he mobilized Italy and formed the Rome-Berlin Alliance. In more recent times, believers have speculated the coming Antichrist was Henry Kissinger, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Some said it was Saddam Hussein. Some have said it's the Pope. Some even speculated that it would have been William Jefferson Clinton. Some said because he was so slick and cunning, called Slick Willie, as you recall, because of his deceitful personality. Now, in just the past 8 years, many have concluded that it's got to be Barack Hussein Obama. We must cease the speculation. Ladies and gentlemen, we must see what the scripture says. Now, let me just give you the overview of the table of contents in this book, The Coming Antichrist. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the book, The Coming Antichrist. They'll be on the market shelves and bookstores across the nation. Those who want to stock it, of course, we'll have it on the campus bookstore shelves here on the university campus. But let me give you the seven chapters in the book. The prophecy of the Antichrist recorded. The person of the Antichrist reviewed. The personality of the Antichrist revealed. The popularity of the Antichrist recited. The power of the Antichrist reminded. The program of the Antichrist recognized. And the punishment of the Antichrist rendered. Yes, eventually that Antichrist will come. He will wreak havoc on the globe. 2/3 of the humanity of the then known world, that's after the church is raptured out, will be destroyed by the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, in the little book, 1 John, the second chapter, we read these words in the 18th verse. Little children, it is the last time, that is the last days, John is saying, and as we have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the little book of 1 John, John talked about the fact that there is the Antichrist spirit in the world today. That is the attitude of being against the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's one that's coming eventually that will be the ultimate, the ultimate Antichrist. And ladies and gentlemen, the scripture warns us and tells us and cautions us in predictions of the Antichrist coming, of what he will be like. We understand there will be a battle between good and evil. We see this battle intensifying in the world today in which we're living in. The culmination of everything that's good on this earth is found in Jesus Christ in his first coming. So also the culmination of everything that's wicked, evil, diabolical, and unholy, and destructive will be found in the coming of the Antichrist. You see, ladies and gentlemen, everything that Jesus Christ has ever done, everything that God's ever done, Satan has wanted to replicate, duplicate, and imitate. And so just as we see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we find in the coming Antichrist, it is Satan himself. It is the son of Satan, the Superman of Satan, which is the Antichrist. According to Revelation chapter 13, about verses 8 and following, there will be the supernatural empowerment of the false prophet. The false prophet, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, will have the power of raising the dead. When the Antichrist, the one that is referred to as the beast, coming up out of the sea of humanity in Revelation 13, when he steps on the scene at some point in time, he will have a mortal wound. He will be slain. He will be killed. and the false prophet will be able to raise him from the dead. In the resurrection from the dead, the whole world will look at the Antichrist and will woo after him and will absolutely be swooned, if you will, because of him, and will follow after him. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this Antichrist be one that will have complete wisdom and wickedness, complete power and strength, complete authority, and will be one with complete opposition to anything that is scriptural and biblical and godly and Christian. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question, please.
Yes, just a few comments. Enjoying the program. If the believers are still on earth when the anti-Messiah, the anti-anointed one, actually comes to fruition, the hallmark, how we all identify him, is simply whoever makes peace in the Middle East, if it's a lasting peace. Because the only one that's going to make true peace there is the Sar Shalom, the prince, the ruler of peace, according to Isaiah, Amen. Where the increase of his peace and government there shall be no end. So hopefully we'll be caught up, snatched away before. But if we're here, that's the main sign, the peace in the Middle East. That's the focal point.
Absolutely. And you find that in Daniel, the 9th chapter in particular. You find, first of all, in Daniel chapter 7, it talks about the little horn coming up. And that, I believe, is talking about that coming Palestinian nation as they're wanting to develop today, which would be the Arabic jihadist that will be against the nation of Israel. You find in the 8th chapter, then, verse 23, 24, and 25, the Antichrist, that will be able to have, understand the scripture says, dark sayings. You find in the 8th chapter of Daniel also that he will be able to change the times and the seasons, and that's because of his demonic empowerment. But ladies and gentlemen, and Joshua, we just mentioned something that's very, very serious for the Christian, because you see, the child of God, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, 8, and 9, in particular, if a person today listening and he has rejected the Lordship of Jesus Christ, refused to be saved, and when the rapture comes, the true Christian, the body of Christ, the Christians, the church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ is snatched out, it is going to be too late, because in 2 Thessalonians verse chapter 2, verse 7 and following, says that if you believe the lie, then Satan is going to deceive you. God is going to send you a delusion and allow you to keep on believing the lie. So you brought up something that's very, very serious and a very serious question. Yes, if you're saved, you'll be out of this world. But yes, sirree, the greatest revival that the world has ever seen will take place during the days of the tribulation. Multitudes will receive Yeshua Messiah, in particular, the children of Israel, the Jewish people. They will see the Messiah whom we have slain, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 and following. And as a result of that, they will be crying out to Messiah for salvation. They will believe on him and will be received and will go into the millennial reign with the child of God, with the Christian. And yes, during the days of the tribulation, if a person says yes to Jesus Christ, he will be disallowed to buy, sell, trade, do anything, because he has not, refuses to receive the mark of the beast. And therefore, yes, there will be multitudes that will be slain, but multitudes will say yes to Jesus in those last days. Thank you so much for your call. Wonderful inspiration and encouragement as you call, understanding some of the dynamics of the eschatological truth of the Word of God. And yes, the caller was right. The only way that there's going to be real, everlasting, eternal peace is the Prince of Peace, Yeshua Messiah, when he steps on the scene and sets up his throne in Jerusalem and rules and reigns for 1,000 years. And that's the reason tomorrow's broadcast will be talking about the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call 401-1413 and join in this dialogue and discussion. But there's something that I want us to get to in the few minutes that's left in this broadcast time. I want you to think for a moment in the book of Daniel, and we'll go there in a moment. In the book of Daniel, it gives a lot of things as far as the characteristics of the coming Antichrist. First of all, in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through verse 45, is one of the most informative chapters or text in all of the Bible, giving, just like in Revelation 13 and Daniel 7, Daniel 8, and Daniel 11, giving some wonderful, wonderful characteristics as we understand it, scripturally speaking, about the Antichrist. So I want us to understand some things about the Antichrist. First of all, he will be completely perverse. He will have complete perversion. The coming Antichrist is powerful, prideful, and he will persecute the saints and persecute the Jewish people and will destroy every Jewish person that he can find on the face of the globe. And then that minuscule remnant that will be left, according to Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, chapter 11 in particular, verse 25, 26, the scripture says, and all of Israel shall be delivered. And that all of Israel is 100% correct, all of Israel, all of the Jewish people. But by that time, two-thirds of the world's population will have been destroyed by the Antichrist. And so that minuscule remnant of the apple of God's eye, the apple of Yeshua Messiah's eye, the apple of his eye, the Jewish people, then will be those that will be say yes to Messiah and will be saved, born again, blood bought, Bible say. But I want us to think about his complete perversion. First of all, according to Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. He will be spiritually idolatrous. He will not worship and recognize the true God. He will not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He will be ultimately the ultimate representation of the humanist. He will be the one that will, if you please, give the mark of the beast, the 666, which is a God-centered, a man-centered universe. It is the 666. Six is short of the seven. Seven is perfection, representing God. And it will be a man-centered, a humanist-centered, man-centered universe. He will most likely be Islamic, according to multitudes of scholars, and I'm in agreement with that. He will not worship Almighty God. He will not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The scripture says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. He will be spiritually idolatrous. Secondly, he will be sexually immoral. In chapter 11 of the book of Daniel, verse 37, the latter portion, nor will he have the desire of women. Now, liberal scholars and some well-meaning Christians attempt to attach somehow other meanings to this phrase. However, the best translation is that he will be a homosexual. I believe the Antichrist will be a practicing homosexual. He will be a sodomite. Today, around the globe, the sodomites are taking control of society and the political office in high places and winning positions of leadership and coming into the forefront of having domination and control. We're talking about the Antichrist and his perversion. And I'm just excerpting some of the thoughts from the book on the coming Antichrist that I commend to you. And we'll talk about in a moment how you can receive one of these books, 143 pages, jam-packed with nothing but scripture about the eschatological future of the world, including the Antichrist and his coming on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, in these last few minutes, you can call 401-1413 if you have a question or a comment. But he's not only spiritually idolatrous, he will be sexually immoral. And not only that, he will be supernaturally influential. Daniel chapter 11, verse 38 says, but in his estate he shall honor the God of forces. That is, he will have unholy, supernatural, demonic powers, empowered by Satan himself. He will not honor the true God, but will honor only the God of forces. We see this today as we see the onslaught of the Islamic State and the Syrian, Iraq, and Baghdad, and other places where you find the beheading and the raping and the crucifying of those that are not jihadist with them. The Antichrist will come to power and will be received and recognized for his total force and control, forcing submission to receive the identification in the 666 is identified in Revelation 13, chapter 13, verse 18 and following. He will be supernaturally idolatrous. He will be sexually immoral. He will be supernaturally influential. He will also be sinfully irreverent. The scripture says, and a God of whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall the Antichrist, the Antichrist, do in the most strongholds with a strange God. And I believe that's Allah, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, that is, increase with honor and recognition. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation 13, verses 11 through 18, through 15, that is, we find the Antichrist will set up images on a global basis. Now, that could be electronic images. That could be images in the center square of all the cities. I choose to believe that it's going to be an electronic device, that by setting that image up, that then on every computer and every handheld device and every electronic device, there will be the image of the Antichrist there for those around the globe to look at that image and worship. According to Revelation 13, he will be, the Antichrist will set up that image. And the image, his image, the scripture says, will be worshiped around the world. The Antichrist will bring global recognition and submission and bowing to Allah. This is exactly what the Islamic Quran teaches today. The Quran teaches a very full representation. There's that 12th Imam that'll come. By the way, it's found also in the Islamic Hadith. That's the musings and sayings of Muhammad. That there's the hidden Mahdi, the coming Mahdi, the hidden Imam that ultimately will come on the scenes. And ladies and gentlemen, they're looking for the hidden Mahdi, the hidden Imam. They're looking for that one that will come on the scene that will lead them to a peace of a state of peace around the globe through Islam. But ladies and gentlemen, what they do not recognize is what they're looking forward to is the coming of the Antichrist. He meets the characteristics and the criteria of what they say is the coming Mahdi, that is the hidden Imam. And yet in the sayings and the beliefs of Islam, they say that, yes, they believe that Christ will return. They believe that the Mahdi, the hidden Imam, will return. But Jesus will come in submission to Islam and will help the hidden Imam to lead all the world to faith in Allah and believe as global Muslims do today. We find also in the 39th verse of the 11th chapter of Daniel, he will be satanically inspired. And he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. Just as Muhammad did, the Antichrist will divide the territory among his puppet followers. And ladies and gentlemen, back in 1917, the Balfour Declaration divided Palestine years ago. We see this attempt over the years trying to divide Israel into parts called Palestine. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation of Israel, that little postage stamp called Israel, shall not be divided. Jerusalem shall not be divided. It may look that way. It may point in that direction. But when it looks like the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, is going to be annihilated, that's when Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, shall leave heaven's glory, come to earth's gloom, and according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21, will slay the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, and the enemies of Christ with the sword of his mouth, that is, the spoken word. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist is real, and he's coming. There's coming a day when the church will be raptured out, and the Antichrist will step on the scenes. Ladies and gentlemen, this book that I'm talking about, The Coming Antichrist, retails for $16.99, but it's yours free. Any contribution toward Let's Face the Issues broadcast that you want to contribute for this broadcast to continue, you will be sent one free and postage paid by the university through the church. You can dial, you can go to your computer and go to info, that's I-N-F-O, at conservative.edu. Give us your contact information, name, address, telephone number. Someone will call you back and will allow you by charge card to make a contribution. Any amount will be accepted, and we'll send you this book, 143 pages. This offering is good for today and tomorrow, just for this week, today and tomorrow, 143 pages. It's a must reading in the hands of every believer. Or you can simply call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, and place your order for this book, The Coming Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to join in this dialogue and discussion today. Looking forward to meeting you again on the air, even tomorrow, as once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.